Okay, so if you haven't checked out The Happiness Advantage, you should definitely check it out. I'm such a big fan of Sean Anger and all the work that's being done on positive psychology, because for me, it was like what unlocked the key to some day-to-day practices that made my life so much happier. So I want to read you a quote real quick before we get into it. So Sean says, if success causes happiness, then every employee who gets a promotion, every student who receives an acceptance letter, everyone who has ever accomplished a goal of any kind should be happy. But with each victory, our goalposts of success keep getting pushed further and further out so that happiness gets pushed over the horizon. So what I think is so cool about this concept, right, is that so many of us are living our lives based on what Sean is talking about, but the change to make your life feel better is so simple. So think about it this way. Every time you set a goal, you say to yourself, I want to get into college, and it's, you know, the acceptance letter is the moment that I'm going to feel happy. That person just waited 4 years for a moment of happiness, only to say, when I get to college and I do well, I will be happy when I graduate and get into a good medical school. Or the promotion, right? You took a job, you could have been happy, and instead you're waiting for that promotion because you want to earn more, and that's great. But again, the promotion happens on a Tuesday 4 years out, and you spent 4 years waiting to be happy, right? So the whole idea is, let's not wait to be happy for things that are way out in the future. Of course, we'll celebrate when we get there, but how do we celebrate our daily lives? Because here's the thing, the acceptance letter happens in a day. The promotion happens in a day, okay? But our life is all the time in between. So maybe you're somebody who thinks, when I find the right person, I will be happy. But I promise you, that person, I've met so many of them. There's lots of my friends, and I know there's a lot of you out there. You'll be happy when you get through the wedding. You'll be happy when you have the first child. Then it's the second child. Then it's finding the perfect house, right? And we get trapped in this cycle, and we're not happy even though everything in our life looks so amazing and objective. So here's how I would think about it differently. And I made this change in my life, and it's something I recommend to all of my clients. Think of a football field. I'm not really a massive sports fan, but it is really the best way I could think of to talk about it. How much space is there between the two goalposts, right? It's 100 yards to get all the way downfield. The team, the actual football players, they don't say to themselves, I'm going to feel good only when I run through the goal, or only when we, you know, kick it through the goal and get that extra point. They say to themselves, I've got to get myself into the best mindset possible for the next play. Right? And if the next play goes well, they jump up and down on the field, they're celebrating, right? And if they're not, the coach calls a timeout. Why? To get them into a better state of mind so that they can get out there and deal with the next play that they have. They are not coping with the end goal. And if they were to focus on the end goal and say, I don't care about this next play. I just can't believe that I didn't make another touchdown. Oh my God, what's going to happen? They would never do well. Right? So everything in that game is revolving around getting those players into a state of mind to deal with the moment and celebrate the moment. So imagine if your life was like that. Imagine if you did have a goal to get a promotion, but every day, every step was about getting yourself into the greatest state on Monday morning so that you can move your football downfield just a little bit further in whatever that is for you. Right? So if you're a writer and your goal is to get a New York Times bestseller, can you write a good page today? Like a really high quality one? You know, if you're a student and you want to get into medical school, did you study today? Did you work hard? Did you go to class? Right? That's all we can do is focus on the days of our life and how much effort we're putting into it and then celebrate that day. And if we're not, just like the football analogy, right? We need to get coached, call a friend, you know, get a loved one, get somebody to get you back in the game. Because I promise you, if all you're thinking about is that goalpost, you'll never get there. And if you do, it'll be a miserable ride. So call somebody if you're in a bad state. I'm in a bad state. I'm just not feeling it today. What do you need to do to feel better, to get yourself into an incredible place so that you can move a little bit further towards your goal? And then every night, get in the habit of a small celebration. And I know this sounds kind of hokey and weird, and it seemed a little weird to me until I got into the habit. But when I say a small celebration, I don't mean, you know, jumping up and down and making a whole scene and, like, you know, embarrassing yourself. I mean, can you just take one moment to recognize what you got done today? And even if you started off your day and said, I have 40 things I want to get done and I got done 22, it's 22 things you got done. Or if you had one big project and you actually got traction on that project, you wrote some slides for a presentation you have to give, or you started a new project, or you did the outline, whatever it is, celebrate that you got that done, because that is your life. And when you are finished, when you hit that goal, you will set another goal and another goal and another goal. So let's enjoy our every single day and take pride in the accomplishments and enjoy at the end of the day that you've done something that's meaningful to you, not just waiting, you know, 3, 4, 5 years to do a big celebration. Hope this was helpful. Try doing a little celebration at the end of your day today. If you like what you hear, hop over to iTunes, hit the subscribe button, write a review. Every little bit counts. Thanks so much for listening.